So they went on their way, and Ignorance, he came after. They went then till they came to a place where they saw another way put itself into their way, which seemed withal to lie just as straight as the way which they should go. And here they knew not which of the two to take, for both seemed to be straight. Now, as they stood to consider, behold, a man, black of flesh, but covered with a robe of white, came to them.
Why be you two intelligent-looking gentlemen standing here?
We be off to the Celestial City, but know not which of these two ways to take.
Well, I knew from your fine appearance that you must be fellow pilgrims. Come, follow me, for I know the way quite well.
So they followed him on the path which joined itself into the way, and it, ever so slowly, by degrees, did bend and turn from the city, until their faces were turned away from it. Yet the man did speak so gently to them, and so magnify their goodness before them, that they kept right on after him. But by and by, before they were aware of it, he led them into the compass of a net, which did fall upon them, and entangle them so that they could not escape. Then did he laugh at them, and let the white robe fall from off his back.
I've got you now!
'Tis the flatterer. Did not the shepherds warn us about him?
Aye, 'tis I, and I shall return with my employer shortly forthwith. Until then, I bid you most lovely and intelligent and gullible gentlemen a short adieu.
The wise man was right when he said that a man that flattereth his neighbor spreadeth a net for his feet.
Aye, right indeed he was.
We also forgot to look at the map the shepherds gave us. Oh, foolish pilgrims! When will we ever learn to listen to instructions?
And thus they lay for some time, bewailing their foolishness and praying for help.